Toronto, a Toronto hospital network says its cancer care services have reached capacity and it is expanding to a 15-story building to handle more patients. University Health Network, UHN, said Friday it purchased the building down the street from Princess Margaret Cancer Centre and Toronto General Hospital for just over $79 million. UHN President and Chief Executive Officer Dr. Kevin Smith said he hopes to increase outpatient volume by 20% and add 10 to 20 new inpatient beds to their current count of 160. Smith said they want to consolidate hospital services at Princess Margaret Cancer Center and dedicate the new building to doctors' offices, research and classrooms for healthcare learners. Dr. Keith Stewart, director of Princess Margaret Cancer Center, said the hospital has been close to full capacity since the pandemic ended with more than 19,000 new patients a year. Just in the last year, he said chemotherapy volumes have increased by 20%. The cancer hospital extended its chemotherapy hours into the evenings and on weekends, but Stewart said that hasn't been enough to address patient need. Put simply, we've just outgrown our space. Essentially, at this point, without new space, we are unable to go further, said Stewart. He said an aging and growing population is part of the reason for an increased demand for cancer services. Stewart said he hoped to see clinical research and cancer mental health programs start moving into the new building within months. Smith said the new building will also allow UHN to extend its existing artificial intelligence team and potentially build an AI hub that could use AI to analyze large anonymized patient data on genetics, lifestyle, and cultural background to create individualized cancer care plans. He said the new building may also include a prostate cancer center, mental health services, and an early cancer detection program. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 20, 2024. Canadian Press health coverage receives support through a partnership with the Canadian Medical Association. CP is solely responsible for this content. Hannah Alberga, The Canadian Press.